Let's look at just some basic numbers about human migration. Perhaps the most startling fact about migration is just how relatively infrequent it is. So United Nations data from year 2005 suggests that only 3% of people in the world reside outside of the country of their birth. In 1980, that figure was about 2.2% of the world residing outside country of birth. By 1990, it had gone up to 2.9%, which is a considerable increase, but still a small number. And from 1990 to 2005, it simply went up from 2.9 to 3%. One factor is simply that a lot of people don't like to leave the country of their birth, but of course another factor is the law. International migration, moving from one country to another, very often is against immigration law. In percentage terms, these are the countries with the largest immigrant presence. In Australia, it's about 24%. In Switzerland, it's also about 24% of the population. In New Zealand, it is 19%. And in Canada, it is 19%. Those numbers are taken from 2005 data. Next in line would be Germany and the United States, both at 13%, and France and the United Kingdom, both at about 10%. But in terms of absolute numbers, the United States is a clear number one. 40% of all immigrants going to OECD countries end up going to the United States. An estimate from the year 2007 puts the number of undocumented immigrants to the United States at about 12 million, and in percentage terms, that is about 30% of the U.S. foreign-born population. Today, in 2012, the number of illegal immigrants would be somewhat smaller due to the bad labor market, the bad economy, and the drying up of construction work. Arguably, the 2007 number is a more typical indicator. Over two-thirds of the undocumented immigrants to the United States come from Mexico and Central America. If you look at the European Union, there's data from 2003, and that suggests an absolute number of about 4 million undocumented immigrants to the EU, with the largest numbers going to Germany, the United Kingdom, Italy, and France. Immigrants are not in every way typical representatives of the countries they come from. For instance, it's commonly believed that immigrants are more ambitious, or perhaps immigrants are in some way not completely satisfied with their home country of birth. One thing we do know is that in most countries, it is the more educated individuals who are likely to leave. Furthermore, those more educated individuals are most likely to wish to go to countries where the return to education is higher. If we look, for instance, at the United States and Canada, high-skilled workers, in relative terms, earn more than do low-skilled workers. If we look at OECD immigration, we see that the United States and Canada receive over 51% of immigrants to OECD nations, but if we look at immigrants who have some background in higher education, the United States and Canada receive 65.5% of those individuals. In other words, if you're a skilled worker with a degree from higher education, you're more likely to go to the United States and Canada. That makes good economic sense. For good basic background information on migration, I recommend googling to this paper by Gordon Hansen and reading the papers by Gordon Hansen more generally.